In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Nay, I swear by the day of resurrection. Nay, I swear by the accusing soul that this scripture is true. Thinketh man that we shall not assemble his bones? Verily, we are able to restore his very fingers. But man would fain deny what is before him. He asketh, when will be this day of resurrection? But when sight is confounded, and the moon is eclipsed, and sun and moon are united, on that day man will cry, whither to flee? Alas, no refuge. Unto thy Lord is the recourse that day. On that day man is told the tale of that which he hath sent before and left behind. Oh, but man is a telling witness against himself. Although he tender his excuses, stir not thy tongue herewith to hasten it. Lo, upon us rested the putting together thereof and the reading thereof. And when we read it, follow thou the reading. Then lo, upon us rested the explanation thereof. Nay, but ye do love the fleeting now, and neglect the hereafter. That day will faces be resplendent, looking toward their Lord, and that day will other faces be despondent. Thou wilt know that some great disaster is about to fall on them. Nay, but when the life cometh up to the throat, and men say, where is the wizard who can save him now? And he knoweth that it is the parting, and agony is heaped on agony. Unto thy Lord that day will be the driving. For he neither trusted nor prayed, but he denied and flouted. Then went he to his folk with glee, nearer unto thee, and nearer. Again nearer unto thee, and nearer is the doom. Thinketh man that he is to be left aimless? Was he not a drop of fluid which gushed forth? Then he became a clot, then Allah shaped and fashioned, and made of him a pair, the male and female. Is not he who doth so able to bring the dead to life?